after we defeat the bad guys, we have Verochka fly at high altitude while we decide what our next move is. Tagging along are Anton's ship and the five ships of the bad guy aliens, the ships I befriended. Me and Mom are pretty happy with the results of our defeating the bad guys, but Anton is being a party pooper.
Ladies, let's not get too carried away with the celebration. They weren't the only ones.
What? There are more of the bad guys? Seriously?
Like I said, they are very determined to complete their mission.
This is such bullshit.
How many more?
I'm not sure. It's not like there's a whole army of them, but I know there are more.
If that's the case, then we'll just do to them what I did to the last group of assholes.
It's not going to be that easy. They may be in contact with the Big Three to join forces with them.
The Big Who?
He's talking about Russia, China, and United States.
Oh, shit.
We need to get off the grid. We need to get lost. Verochka, head to Antarctica.
Why are we going there?
There is a secret Russian military base there. It's been shut down since all the ice melted and made it easy to find. But for us, it should be a good place to hide out for now.
But if it's easy to find, how is that good for us?
Because no one looking for a secret military base. That is no longer a secret.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that actually makes sense somehow.
Of course it does. Never doubt your mother. Verochka, get your ass in gear and deliver us to the secret base that's no longer a secret.
Aye, Captain.
The base is of typical Soviet brutalist architecture, but with modern amenities. Everything still seems to work, including electricity and plumbing. We get settled into the officers' quarters and then meet back at the mess hall and grab some MREs for dinner. Afterwards, Mom is super tired, so she goes right to bed. Me and Anton wander over to the long-abandoned food court, which has all the major brands. We scrounge around, but there isn't much to scrounge for. But we find a coffee shop that has leftover supply of coffee beans, so we brew some gourmet coffee, park ourselves in a cozy corner booth, and sip our hot beverages. Speaking of hot, it's really hard not to just stare at Anton's hotness, so I start talking instead.
So, earlier you said you admired my father, but you're too young to have known him personally, right?
Right. I read his writings as part of my education. He had his philosophical bent that was interesting, but his reports from Earth were what was fascinating to me.
Really? Why?
He didn't see his job as just being an anthropologist. He was an active participant, which is not something you're supposed to do.
Because someone like me can happen?
Huh. That's part of it. But mainly, because if you're too close to the people you're studying, you end up losing objectivity. At least that's what conventional wisdom says.
And you don't believe in conventional wisdom.
Your father didn't look at the contradictions and ironies of the human race and come to the conclusion that they're a failed evolutionary experiment.
Well, he should have.
He saw it more as a valiant struggle to find the balance, and that they would eventually find their way, despite how things may seem.
That sounds like a bunch of romanticized bullshit to me. I bet that if we could bring him back to life, he would have a change of heart.
I'm really sorry. I wish you had the chance to know him.
Yeah, well.
And like a dumb baby, I start crying. Of course I miss my dad, who I never got to meet. But also, this beautiful alien saying nice things about my father, it's just too much for me to hold it in. And so I cry. Anton scooches over, right up next to me, and he lets me bury my face in his chest, my tears and snot getting all over his very nice alien brand t-shirt. It's embarrassing, but I don't care, because he doesn't care.
And then we start kissing. And then we have our hands up each other's shirts. And then we are in his quarters, naked under scratchy military issue blankets. In the morning, after attending to Anton's morning wood, we get to the mess hall and have breakfast MREs ready to nosh, along with a pot of coffee from freshly ground beans from the coffee shop. We're sitting at the table like a couple of obedient children when Mom walks in.
Oh, wow. What's all this?
Nothing. Nothing. We just got breakfast ready because we were up early.
Is that coffee I smell? Oh my god, guys, you found coffee?
Yep, we did. But the sugar packets and the little cream thingies are all gross now, so you're going to have to drink it black. Sorry, Mama.
That's okay. I'm just thankful that, Wait a minute. Did you just call me Mama?
No? Mm-mm.
Yes, you did. You never call me that, unless... What are you feeling guilty about?
What? No, nothing. I'm not feeling anything about anything.
Why are you acting so nervous?
I'm not.
And why do you seem less angry? Oh my god, you're too fucked.
God, Mom, no.
Yes, you did. I can smell it on you.
Mom, stop. Stop. You're so gross.
Anton, tell me the truth.
Anton, plead the fifth.
I don't know what that means.
Anton?
If you're asking if we had sexual intercourse, then the answer is yes.
You should know better than to be fucking earthlings. Don't you have rules that say you can't do stuff like that?
Well, yes, of course, but...
But you were horny and you couldn't help yourself, right?
Mom, stop.
I apologize, but I'm very attracted to Lennon. She's not just some off-world fetish to me.
That's good to know, because if not, if it's an alien and human fucking has created any world-changing results? The last time this happened, the human got pregnant, birthing the baby, got killed. Then the whole world was out to kill the baby for years and years, and now we have aliens out to get her too? Do we really want more of that to happen?
I'm not pregnant.
Oh, really? Did you guys have a condom handy? Did you suddenly go on a pill?
The chance of a human being becoming impregnated by my species is...
Is what? Impossible? Are you fucking kidding me? Did you miss the part where Lenu's mother was impregnated by someone of your species? How about the fact that Lenu is half alien, which probably makes it more likely that she can get pregnant from you?
Mom, stop attacking him.
Maybe you two should go to infirmary and see if there's any plan B pills. You know, just in case.
And with that, Mom leaves in a huff. Me and Anton watch her go, then look at each other and smile awkward smiles. Sorry about that. She gets that way sometimes. She is a mom, after all.
No. I'm the one that should be sorry. She's right. I was irresponsible.
Do you regret what we did?
No, of course not. But maybe we could have, you know...
Oh, looked for a condom at the infirmary, used the pull-out method, been on the pill in anticipation of meeting a hot alien?
All of the above, I guess.
Let me go after her. I can talk her down, get her to relax. Wait, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
No, it's Verochka. She's trying to tell me something. Just then, there are sounds of explosions. We run out of the mess hall and see a shitload of military choppers and spaceships launching missiles, shooting lasers, blowing the shit out of the base. The five spaceships that came with us here are destroyed, and I have no idea if Verochka is among them. She stopped communicating with me when the explosion started. Anton is yelling something at me, but I can't hear him from all the noise. He's trying to pull me back into the mess hall, but I'm yelling back at him that I have to find Mom. I know he can't hear me, but he seems to understand. We scan the airfield, which is pretty much rubble, fire, and smoke. Anton points at the air control tower. I can't believe it. Mom is somehow on the roof, giving the middle finger to the attackers. One of the hostile spaceships blows up, and two of the military choppers do the same. It's Mom. She's using every ounce of her telekinesis powers to blow them up out of the sky. I take off sprinting toward the tower, screaming for Mom to take cover. She's fallen to her knees, drained from using her powers. A bunch of missiles from the choppers hit the tower. And just like that, Mom is gone.
The Deep State Dossier podcast is a production of Radio Juice Media. To learn more, go to our website, radiojuicemedia.com. The story was written by Casey Pope and produced by Mariana Baker. The voice actors are Tori and Hugo Chacon, Mariana Baker, and Biff Baker. If you like this podcast, you might also enjoy Casey's novels, available on Amazon, or visit his website at fugitivejuicemedia.com. Support Deep State Dossier on Patreon at patreon.com/deepstatedossier for a whole bunch of exclusive stuff. We will shout your name or your business's name at the beginning of our show, as well as on Twitter. And of course, if you enjoyed the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a nice review. For more information, including supporting material for each episode, visit Radio Juice Media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks for listening.